Good morning, church. How are you doing this morning? Do you know what day today is? Palm Sunday. Did you got your palms, branches? Good, good. Beautiful, beautiful. Look who's here. I see Beth. How have you been? It's been a year, good to see you. You look healthy and look great. And also, I cannot believe, Don Younger. Wow, you came back, Don. Good to see you. You've been through a lot during last 6 months, but we are so glad you are here with us today. You look great, good. Good. Did I miss anybody? Okay. I'm so glad to see you all in this Palm Sunday as we approach the highest holy days of our church, of our church year next week. Let us take this final week of Lent to prepare our hearts and our disposition to engage in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus in the deepest way possible. We are going to post the Holy Week daily devotion through email next week, and also post online Monday Thursday service, as well as online Good Friday service. We are missing Chris. Where is she? She's preaching at other church on this Palm Sunday. She will be missed, and we will see her next week. And I am saddened to inform you that our beloved sister in Christ, Sandy Stanaitis, passed away last Thursday. I met Sandy's family yesterday for the preparation of a funeral service. It was surely unexpected, but right before her passing, Sandy told her sisters on the phone, "I am going home. I don't need any tests." So she's been ready to go to her eternal home. Sandy's family asked me to say thank you to our church members for the love and care we have given to Sandy over the years. The graveside service scheduled on today at 2 p.m. at Liberty Cemetery in Appomattox, where her mother, her grandparents buried. So those who can join the graveside service, it'll be very appreciated. I believe you picked up palm branches as you came in the sanctuary. Let's wave palm branches as an act of welcoming our Lord into our worship. Not now, but it's okay. While we sing the first hymn in our hearts. Now, it's time to striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.